The SS Bungalow had been at sea for quite some time now, and according to their map, there remained numerous obstacles and places of wonder for Gregory's stalwart ship to traverse. They passed through a school of tortoises so large and so numerous that several of the crew were able to jump overboard and hop from shell to shell alongside the SS Bungalow. They skirted through the rocky crags of Poseidon's graveyard, a place where old ships go to rest. They saw the huge pillars of an ancient civilization long since submerged jutting out from the ocean's surface, and imagined that the mighty statues of seafarers long since gone had once stood there. Finally, they came to the place where, according to their map, there lived a school of luminescent blobs. All around the ship, covering vast swathes of the ocean below, swam gigantic balloon-like things that shone with a glittering green glow. It was here where they were to drop anchor and wait for something or someone to lead them to their final destination. For the map had these cryptic words written upon it in flowing cursive. When you spy the green blob, the anchor must drop. Then wait for the glow of the moon. As darkness creeps in, the singers will sing, then follow the trail of the tune. It was clear then that they were to wait until nightfall, until the moment when, somehow, a song would be heard that they could follow to the islands. But yet, all night long, Toothpick and Gregory stayed awake, straining their ears for any sort of music, and yet hearing only the soft lapping of the waves upon the sides of their ship. For many days it went on like this, with everyone on board making sure both day and night to stay very quiet. The conundrum was this. The very song the crew waited for was the one emanating from their own ship whenever Gregory fell asleep. Eventually, Captain Greg and the crew became very discouraged and hopeless. Well, as you know, there's that time in everyone's adventure when discouragement can sink in. That horrible moment when turning back seems like the only option. For the bungalow crew, that moment had come. You see, up to this point in their journey, they knew they had followed their map perfectly, making sure to pay close attention to every little detail that had been drawn on the brown old piece of worn paper. They followed the brightest star when it was night. They steered in the direction of the sunset when it was late day. And they made sure to avoid all the sea monsters that had been drawn as little pictures on the map. And yet, day after day, they could see nothing but endless ocean blue as far as the eye could see. It was safe to say, at this point, the poor bungalow crew was confused and frustrated. And the worst was yet to come. Toothpick's dear friend, tiny goldfish named Aquinas, had fallen ill. And to the first mate's great sadness, sweet Aquinas passed away and left this world behind.